have a big area of cotton planted, you'd call that a cotton.
Cotton crop.
Or it'd be growing out in the.
At the field.
Okay, what about an area smaller than a field?
Maybe a lot, I never, really saw any cotton unless grow in a field, you know. I don't see how many could justify planting just very little cotton.
What about sweet potatoes?
What do you want to know about?
If you, wouldn't have a sweet potato field, you'd have a sweet potato.
Grow.
And when you want to break up the ground for planting, break it up with a.
Disc.
What else?
I've seen some people just go out with a metal buster and bust it.
What's a metal buster?
It's just a tool that usually with a mule that you put down there and it just busts it up one row, you see. And I've seen people do it that way. It's really never had their ground disc up.
What do people used to use?
Around here?
Uh-huh.
Mule.
And different kinds of?
Different type of tools. Everything from the old section hard that you had to stand on to let the mules drag it to get your ground level, and metal busters and everything else, you know. And your grain, they'll drop your grain and it out.
The metal buster is not a hard. It's
no.
A, what?
Metal buster actually makes you roll for you when you can go on the plant.
What else besides a metal buster?
Well, they used to have the old push deal that made you roll. It's just got one blade on it. You shove it, kicks the dirt outside. I don't know what they even call it.
Well, what would be just a general name for something like that?
I'd call it a work tool. Because you'd have to work to use that thing.
Or you'd go out and you'd work the ground.
You'd bust the ground up.
Or?
Disc it up. Make you roll. I don't really know what else you would call it, you know.
I've seen the plows.
Well, you see, your plow is like your disc. And, your metal buster is a type of plow. So is this push deal, you know.
What is a disc like? Is that something they have now?
Disc got blades on it, just busts up your ground at the fine. In other words, hard ground and soft ground, knocks all the grass off and you get it ready for planting with it.
The disc they have with the tractor now?
Right. Mm-hmm.
When you're plowing them, the trench that the plow cuts, you call that the?
Your plow, your disc will make them a trench.
Well, the old fashioned kind of plow did. After they plow a field, they'd have them. Sort of a trench down here. They call that
the. Probably the road.
What else besides the road is there?
Uh-huh.
What about the furrow?
No, I mean it may be, but I just.
Did you ever hear of a furrow?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
To me? Pay that much attention to it, you know. I mean, I really don't know what it would be. What the fuck would it be? I've heard it, but I never really linked it to plowing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we go out and this and we knew what to come next. I was making the roads, you know. I really never paid any attention to it for.
Uh-huh. You know, did you ever see anyone plow with two horses?
Yeah.
Do you know what they would call that horse that would walk? In the furrow?
Probably the lead.
Okay, what would the other horse be?
The most people right here call us the dumbass.
Okay. And